When I was about 11 years old, my dad, my grandpa, myself, and a friend went out on a rowboat fishing. My grandpa had just given me about $800 worth of fishing gear. We were in a rowboat. Now, my grandpa was a big man, pushing 300 plus pounds. And when he went to cast, his weight caused the whole boat to tip over. No one lost their life, but we lost all the fishing gear. That's about as close to a boating accident as I could ever say I got into. And guess what? That's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer Garth Heckman. Reach out to me at tdhgiantslayer@gmail.com. And we're brought to you by Well Built Body, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. Speaking of the gym, man, I have been rehabbing my left shoulder the last 3-4 weeks, just putting it through pain, trying to tear and break down scar tissue, and it's starting to pay off. Just a little lesson here. Sometimes you have to go through the pain and tear some things out in order to get better. It's happening in my shoulder. It can happen in life. Maybe that's for somebody out there. But anyway, back to starting to bench with no pain, so it's a good deal. Good deal. Hey. So we were on this story, Matthew chapter 8, 23 through 27, where the disciples are in the boat. A master and huge earthquake, seismic type storm kicks up. The disciples are freaking. They wake Jesus up. And he rebukes them for having very little faith. And then he quiets the storm. He rebukes them. Then he rebukes the storm. And the storm is immediately, like snap of a finger, it's done. The waves flat. The lake is flat. The wind's done. I mean, it was crazy. You know, I want to ask you a question. Why are you afraid? You know, as humans, we're only born with two fears, the fear of loud noises and the fear of falling. All other fears after that are learned. So what fears have you learned? What fears have you learned about God? What fears are keeping you from God? What fears are keeping you from trusting Him completely? See, we all, to some degree or another, we live our life according to the freedoms we believe and the fears we believe. What's interesting is when the disciples see Jesus calm the storm, they ask the question, who is this? And the Greek word there, patapos, is exotic, from somewhere else, like not of our kind. They're saying, who is this exotic, not of our kind out there? This guy's not like us type of dude. Who is he? And so you have to look at yourself as the disciples standing in this boat. Everything's going on. They ask this question and you go, well, what was this storm for? What was the storm to prove? Well, it proved that they had two fears. One, that they were afraid of the storm. The Greek word there was dilos, cowardly, dreadful, overwhelming. And then again, this second fear, the fear of who Jesus is. And the word there is phobeo, where we get our word phobia. It's the fear of awestruck, of like a reverence. I call it like you're so amazed, you're like in a fearful stupor. Like, who is this guy? Who is this guy? So understand, he could calm the sea, but he couldn't calm their fears. Why? They had to learn to trust him. They had to learn to trust him and the faith and the power that he had given them. And you might go, wait a second, what do you mean? Well, first, he calmed the storm, but he couldn't calm their fears of who they thought he was or who they didn't understand he was. They were like, who is this guy? See, when they were awestruck asking, who is this? There's a much deeper understanding. When you read the whole story, you begin to understand why they are in awe. And not just because he's not of their kind, but because they're struck with him asking, why do you have such little faith? Why are you in awe? When he rebuked them for their lack of faith, he was calling them out. Like, why did you wake me? You could have done this. And so they sit there in this stupor, not only of who this guy is or who they're trying to figure out he is, but in this stupor of, who's this? Who's the guy that thinks he can expect us to do what he just did? So you know what? Here are a couple thoughts. When you go through a storm, what does a storm do? It reveals your intimacy with Jesus. It reveals your intimacy with Jesus. Look, when you go through a storm, maybe early on in your Christian walk, you'd freak out because of what someone thought of you. Like, oh my goodness, I can't believe they thought that it's a storm. But now maybe later on in life, you're like, so I don't care what people think of me. Maybe you get used to get consumed by what other people had. They've got a car, they've got a job, they got a wife, they got kids, they got a future, and I'm so, and to you it's a storm, but now that you've grown in your intimacy with Jesus, you're like, it's all good in the hood, man. I trust God. Maybe you used to worry about your finances. That was a storm, or your job, or every time you and your spouse got in a fight. Maybe you worry about your kids. There are all these little storms, but ultimately, as you go through storms, they reveal your intimacy. Look, there are storms that I'm going through right now that if I'd gone through them 20 years ago, I'd be freaking out. I'm like, oh my goodness, how are we going to do this? Where's this going to come from? How's it going to happen? But now, over time, as I've built this intimacy with Jesus, it's a storm, but I'm not worried. I've got Jesus in the boat with me. And I understand he's given me power to speak over the storm. Yep, there's a storm, and I speak peace. I speak provision. I speak wisdom. I speak answers. I speak health. I speak hope. It's up to me. So I speak it. You know, second idea here that I see personally is that the disciples are asking Jesus to calm the storm. It makes me wonder if there are people in your life around you that are kind of waiting for you in your Christian walk because you call yourself a Christ follower, right? That means you have the ability and the power and the authority that Jesus had, right? Yeah. So maybe there are people in your life waiting for you to calm their storm, to speak into their life, to speak over their problems and bring clarity and calmness and answers and provision and power. Reminds me once of a girl that I used to work with. She was in a bad way, and I saw her crying in her office. I stopped and asked her. This was in a secular job environment. She said, "You can't help me." I said, "Oh, you might be surprised. I can help you." "No, you can't." I said, "Trust me, I can help you. What's your problem?" And I won't share the whole story, but she told me, I prayed for her, I commanded things to change, and within 1 hour, 1 hour, her whole job changed. Everything, bonus, benefits, incredible. Act of God. Why? Because she woke me up and asked me to speak into her storm. There are people around you. Hey, wake up, speak into their storm. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Keep slaying giants.